is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
Good morning to you. When you hear a little doggy music, you know it's time for Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Super excited to have my good friend Francine Armstrong is here with us this morning. She is phoning in because she is a busy woman with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. I'm absolutely in love with this organization. I'm on their Facebook page all the time, and I'm hitting that little heart, that little love button, because they post the pictures of these beautiful little fellas and gals that are available for adoption. So good morning to you, Francine.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad to hear that you're so busy that you're on the line with us. I appreciate you calling in. So tell me what's happening with the Place of Hope, and maybe for somebody that's not familiar with the organization, a little bit about your history, how y'all got started, and what your mission is, what you're doing right now to help our animals.
Well, the Place of Hope has been around right around 10 years now, and we are basically a small dog rescue, 15 pounds and under typically, and we basically just, we're not a facility. All of our dogs are in foster homes and loved on just like they're one of our dogs, so we know a lot about them. We learn it over the time that they're with us, and we write great bios to tell you all about them, so that you know if the dogs would be a good fit for your home. And we find that perfect fit whenever possible. And we're going to toy with Meg a little bit later, because I've got one that I'm going to send her pictures of, because she's been wanting to adopt for a long time, just hasn't found that right one, but I know who it is.
I'm in trouble, I can tell already, but I fall in love with every single one. Well, the hard part is, here's the good news is, one of the things I love, if you go to their Facebook page, Christine does a great job, they'll post a picture of the pup, but here's the thing, they'll describe what the breed is and all that business, but what I really appreciate is they actually, because they have the dogs placed in foster homes, those foster parents can then give them feedback. Does this dog get along with other dogs? Does this dog frisky? Does it like to go for long walks? Is it potty trained? All the questions you might have. So they're really trying to match that dog up with a family that's going to be the right fit. So it might be, you know, an older person that's single, or it might be someone with kids, but very important that you don't bring that dog home and then find out it doesn't get along with kids. So I appreciate so much the thoroughness with which you vet the dogs and their personalities and their needs, so you can get that right match. Because I'm telling you what, I'll see a picture and then I'll go, oh, that dog needs a large fenced yard. And I'll be like, oops, I don't have that. Oops, don't
right.
have that.
Well, and there's, you know, there's so many people that want to adopt, and there's only one of that dog. So we have to get the best match possible, and that's what our goal is, and we work really hard at it. The rescue community is so overwhelmed. The amount of strays and owner surrenders and dump dogs, that it's just crazy. And it's a little bit the economy, it's a little bit the no laws on, you know, spay and neuter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't laws on backyard breeders or anything like that.
It
so
seems like I don't recall.
It's gotten really bad.
Yeah, I don't recall a time where it was as bad as it is now. And I don't know if I wasn't paying attention, but it just seems like that every shelter that I talk to, because I have a different group that comes in every Friday, and they're all overwhelmed right now.
We all are. And, you know, in the past when we couldn't take a dog, we would try to find another rescue to help. Christine is really good at that, and she will network them. And even she's struggling because everybody's full.
Right.
So people have to be responsible. If they find a dog as a stray, they're going to have to hold it for the 7-day stray hold.
Mm-hmm. And that's a long time.
Then a rescue can take it in, you know, but we can't take in a whole bunch of strays and hold them. And luckily, a lot of the strays, you know, that we get brought to rescue go back to their owners, and that's perfect, mm-hmm. but it still takes a spot to hold them. So
correct.
It gets difficult. And, you know, people have got to be responsible and help.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. How can we help a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue? Like you said, you don't have a facility, but you do have the foster program. So if someone was interested in fostering or donating or volunteering to help out, can you talk a bit about what some of your needs are and how they can do that?
Well, our biggest need is helping with, typically with food
mm-hmm.
and pee pads. You
okay.
know, those are things that, you know, I provide all the food for the fosters. And so, you know, we're constantly buying canned food and, you know, our science diet, small breed food, so that we have it on hand for the fosters. We put out a plea not long ago for puppy food because we were just swamped with puppies. And, whoo, did y'all come through for us.
Oh, I saw a picture.
We got so much puppy food. It was crazy. But it has really helped. We have a lot of puppies in rescue right now. So we mm-hmm. don't have a lot of dogs showing on our website because we have 14
oh my goodness.
Puppies and mamas right now.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
a lot.
Getting ready to come available.
Wow.
It is. Three different litters, and we had two litters before that. When they got adopted, these others came in. So, I mean, it's just nonstop.
Wow.
And getting these babies into homes is not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, depending on how cute they are,
mm-hmm.
like Mac.
I like that older dog Presley, I think it is that the one that you've got on there? So cute. That's on your Facebook page.
The pup date.
Yep.
Yeah, the one that had the cleft palate and cleft lip.
That's the other thing about that they do is they give you follow-ups. They call them pup dates. And so after the pup is adopted, they'll give a pup date on how they're doing in their new home. And that's just warms my heart every time I see that. I'm so glad that y'all do that.
So many people stay in touch with us.
It's
and
so nice.
That is special to us because we love these dogs. They
mm-hmm.
are part of our family. When they live in our home, you know, some of them are here for 3 weeks. Some of them are here for 6 months. But
right.
they're family, and they always are family. And if there's ever a problem, they come back to us. No problem, no questions asked. We just take them back.
Mm-hmm.
We got one in the other day that had been adopted for 6 years, and they've had behavioral issues with him and
aww.
Just never could get it under control. And, you know, now he's 9 years old, and he's back in rescue, and
aww.
We're having to reassess him. And
mm-hmm.
hopefully we can get him figured out and find him another home. So,
okay. So
you know,
if you just joined us, we're talking with Francine Armstrong. She's the founder and owner of a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. It's not a facility. However, they're constantly rescuing small dogs. You can go to their Facebook page and keep up, or you can also go to their website page. What's your website, Francine?
aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Okay, aplaceofhoperescue.com.
And you can also find us, and you can also find us on Facebook.
Okay.
And there's a link for our adoptable dogs. Right now, like I said, it's pretty low, but it's because we have so many puppies.
So keep an eye out.
Will be coming forward now.
Yeah, we have a bunch of them coming up soon.
Whenever they're ready.
That's right. So keep an eye out because there'll be a bunch of puppies coming up in a short time here in just a couple of weeks. If you have a question for Francine, now's the time to text it in. And if you want to know how you can help, 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. That's what this Friday is all about. Frisky Friday to help our listeners be aware of how they can help. And even if you don't have time to adopt or can't afford to, there's other ways that you can help our little animal population, which apparently is growing very large here in Pensacola. We'll be back with Francine in just a minute on Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This week, I've got my friend Francine Armstrong here. She's with a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. If you haven't heard of them before, they're doing a tremendous job. For how many years, Francine, have y'all been around? Oop, hang on 1 second. I got to get that. Okay, there you are. Try again.
Yeah, right about 10 years.
Okay, so she's been doing this for a long time. How many dogs do you think you've placed in that 10-year period?
We've taken in probably over 4,000 now.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know, some of them were strays returned to people. Some
mm-hmm.
of them were adopted. some, you know, but yeah, it used to be a lot more when the prices were cheaper, but vetting was cheaper. More people had dogs and more people could afford dogs.
Right.
But so we've seen a shift in the number of adoptions.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we see a lot with some of the shelters doing the, you know, free adoptions, and a lot of those dogs end up in rescue because if they don't do well in their homes, they don't take them back. So,
right. Well, let me ask you this. Can you talk a bit about the process and what is provided? So you have an adoption fee, of course, which is very reasonable considering all the things that you do to prepare the dogs to move into their new home or their new foster, their new adoptive family. Can you talk about the process in case someone's listening and they think, well, I might check out the dogs that they have. What do I need to do? What's the process?
They can go to our website, and there's an adoption application there. There's a link for adoptable dogs. There's, you know, once they get an application in, even if it's for pre-approval, to get make sure they get approved, then they can try to find the right dog, and we try to help them with that. But everything is done online. I have so many people that show up at my house, and the dogs aren't here. We don't have a facility.
Yeah, she doesn't have a facility.
They have to go through the website.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to tell you about something else today real quick, Meg. Last weekend, we were supposed to be at Bands on the Bayou.
That's right.
And it got rained out. So it is rescheduled for tonight. Hopefully the weather will hold again. And they had to get a new band, but it's going to be the new Cahoots.
Yes. And they're fun.
It is. Yeah, it's at 6:30 to 8:30 tonight. I guess the food vendors will be out there. They will be available starting at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Bayview Park and Bayview Community Center, 2001 East Lloyd Street. And it benefits a Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue and the Warrington Emergency Aid Center. So it's an exciting event for us because we've not ever done this before. But
oh, that's great.
It should be a lot of fun. So,
will you be bringing any dogs
out
there?
We might bring a few, but we won't bring adoptable dogs out there. We may have some alumni out there. We'll have a tent out there, and one of our volunteers, Joe, is going to be out there talking to people, and I'll be out there, and hopefully some other volunteers will be out there, and we can meet people and tell them about our processes and show them how we do things, and
that's
hopefully
awesome.
Find some babies.
Yeah, so the Bayview Center, that's where it's on the Bands on the Bayou. And then what time does it start?
6:30 to 8:30 for the show, but the vendors will be out there as early as 4:30.
Oh, fun. Okay, that sounds great. So we're talking with Francine Armstrong. She's with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, and she does just a fantastic job. And we were just discussing finding placement for about 4,000 dogs over the last 10 years, which is incredible. They're not in a facility, but they are looking for people to foster, as always. You have quite a group of volunteers that help out. And if someone wants to make a donation or that they want to fill out an application, what's that website again?
aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Okay. We have just
there's also contacts. You can just message the Facebook page.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So we have just a few minutes left here. We're going to take a break, but we've got about 3 or 4 minutes. What are some of the things we haven't touched on that you'd like folks to know about in terms of what you do and how people can help?
Well, what we'd like people to do to help with the situation as much as anything else is be aware that if you do find a stray dog, people get so frustrated if rescues can't take them in. We can only do so much. We only have so many volunteer homes available. And so when we have to refer them somewhere else or try to help them find another place, sometimes people get real upset with that. But we're not turning dogs down because we want to.
Right.
We just can only do what we can do. And we are volunteers. You know, there's no one in this group that gets paid anything to do rescue. It is strictly volunteer work. And so just remember that and be kind on the Facebook page when people get frustrated if they get turned down to adopt a specific dog. Doesn't mean we think you're a bad dog parent or anything like that. The dog just may not be the right fit, and we'll encourage you to look at different ones or age-appropriate dogs, because we do age-appropriate adoptions, too.
Right, and you have some older dogs on you as well that are adoptable.
We do.
And they're so cute.
We do. We have some cute ones coming up. You know, got a 10-year-old that's beautiful.
I love Paisley, the little schnauzer mix.
Oh, she's so sweet, but she's such a hard one, I mean, to get adopted, because once she loves you, she loves you.
Right.
But she has to get to that point. I had to move her from me because she got so attached to me that I was like, look, girlfriend. So she's with a different foster, and she's doing good. But
so cute.
It takes her time, and people want immediate gratification. They want to come in and have that dog jumping on them and loving on them and giving them kisses. And not all dogs do that.
Well, not.
Puppies do. Yeah. Young dogs do. But
you know what,
not
Francine?
Not necessarily.
Not all people do that either.
But well, I know. I mean, you have to give them a chance,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We've had dogs adopted and come back the next day, and I'm like, you didn't give them a chance. We firmly believe in the 3-3-3. 3 days to decompress in your home, 3 weeks for them to learn. They're going to be watching everything you're doing. They're going to see what they can do, what they can't do, and what they can get away with. And then about 3 months before they finally can relax and realize, I'm home and
yeah,
I'm safe.
That's great advice.
And that is so important. And we put a flyer about that in our adoption folder. And we do all the vetting for everything they need for the full year. Microchipping is so important. And we do that. And we keep up with their microchips for everybody. And so there's a lot to rescue that people don't realize. And you know, most of the volunteers have jobs. Christine works full time in a very hectic job and still does a great job. And I'm sure she's worn out and tired just like all of us, but she does what she needs to do, and she's great at it.
Well, hats off to both of you, because what you do with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue is really remarkable. We're going to have to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Francine on Frisky Friday in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, and it's Frisky Friday time. We do this every Friday at 10:30 to 11, so do tune in and have different rescues every week. Today, I've had Francine Armstrong with us with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. You can meet some of them. Will you be out there tonight at the Bands on the Bayou, Francine?
I will be, yes.
Oh, good.
I think I'm supposed to go on stage at 7:30 and just tell people a little bit about the rescue and what we do.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well,
so
you can meet.
Yeah,
come out and meet her. You can meet her at the event tonight. And of course, if you do me a favor and give a phone number, and also you're there on Facebook and your website again one more time, in case someone wanted to either adopt or foster or possibly even adopt one of these beautiful small dogs.
Yeah, you just go to aplaceofhoperescue.com or our Facebook page. You can message the Facebook page, and once we get the messages, someone can let you know the answers to questions. And hopefully, like I said, if you can put in an application for pre-approval until you find the dog that you want, that's where you're ready when a dog's available.
All right. So you can go to their website, or you can also go to Facebook. Francine, thanks for calling in. I know it's a busy Friday for you. Appreciate all that you do.
Well, thank you, and we hope to see some of y'all at Bands on the Bayou.